ability to take control of our mind. What does it say? Bringing into captivity every thought and be able to redirect my thinking. It's true. I'm still down in the valley. I still got all these troubles faced with me, but it's not what I think about all the time. This mental library that we've talked about many times and the volumes that we build on it, there is an opportunity for us when we're in adversity, when we're in a low time, to look away. You know, Paul even said it, you know what, I'm going to have to forget some things that are in the past. I might have to look away to some things that are out ahead for me. And I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'd like for us to sing this song together, number 134. Is thy troubled heart oppressed, heavy laden, sick and sore, by the cares of life distressed, plead his promise o'er and o'er? Does thy star of hope grow dim? Canst thou face the stormy gale? Teach thy heart this sacred hymn. Through his grace I shall prevail. Look away across the sea to that shining golden strand. Then with shouts of victory, firmly clasp his proffered hand. Soon thy happy soul shall be in that verdant summer land. Is the threatening tempest near? Beams his promise bright as day? Keep it ringing clean and clear. I'll be with thee all the way. When the rolling thunders peal, when the billows leap and foam, with thy faith is promise sealed, singing one day nearer home. Look away across the sea to that shining golden strand. Then with shouts of victory, firmly clasp his proffered hand. Soon thy happy soul shall be in that verdant summer land. When you reach that Eden blessed, all thy tears he'll wipe away. Sweeter far will be thy rest, for the victory's won today. Does the toilsome night seem long? Teach thy trusting heart to wait ere the breaking of the dawn. You may reach the pearly gate. Look away across the sea to that shining golden strand. Then with shouts of victory, firmly clasp his proffered hand. Soon thy happy soul shall be in that verdant summer land. You know, on my job, I go to work every day. Some days are better than other days. Some days just everything goes smooth. There's no problems. There's other days something breaks and I'm wondering if I'll be able to fix it. But you know what keeps me going day by day? I mark it on my calendar and I look toward it. It's called payday. You know what? To be able to get to that, I'm going to have to go through this. Folks, what I want to... This volume that I'd like to build is, we have a payday coming. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. It's a guarantee. We sing a song, it's 375. Tell me, watchman, oh, what of the morning? What do you see out ahead? You know, for each one of us, we can say, here's what I see. I see trouble in America. This is election year, and it's going to be lots of big trouble and out in the horizon. And we can have that going over and over in our mind. Or I can say, you know what I see? I see God's got it all in control. Amen. And one of these days, we're going to move from here to there. And we have some promises in the Bible that says it's guaranteed for us. One of those is John 14:1. Don't let your heart be troubled. You know, we're in a time right now where our heart can be very troubled about the things that are happening around us. And he just kind of brushes it all over. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. This past week, in the volume of your mind, have you had time to just stop, shut out everything around you, and just think about heaven, what it must be? You know, there were times when, in Pilgrim's Progress, Christian went through a lot of adversity. But you know, there were times in his travel where he could go into a place where he could get a glimpse over there into that eternal reward. And it just boosted his spirit. He's ready to go again. He's not there. He's still got to go through Vanity Fair and almost lose his life. But he's gotten a picture. And I think it's going to be real important for us as we're going through these times where we got our high and then here comes a low, that we don't have to ride that completely, because we can just take a look and say, you know what? There's been a place prepared for me. And here's some of the things that it says will happen in that place. You know, Fanny Crosby was blind. She couldn't see the sunshine that we get to see today. You know what? She could have said, I have nothing to give to anybody. I'm just trying to survive. But instead, she wrote some songs. Here's one of them. In Blessed Assurance, she said, I've got some visions of rapture that are just bursting on my sight. Well, she's blind as could be. She can't see a bit of light. Yes, she can. Her spirit was able to recognize all these things. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. I see these things, angels descending, bringing from above, echoes of mercy and whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. You know, she could have wrote all of her songs that could have matched up for country singing. Just, it's so sad. Everything's bad. It's had nothing good happen to me in a long time. What was good, somebody else took it away from me. But instead, what does she say? Watching and waiting and looking above, she can't see anything with her natural eyes. But inside, she has a vision. She's watching for something. Watching and waiting, looking above. In her mind, it was almost like what I think of a firework display. Visions of rapture are just bursting on my sight. It's not just, I thought I saw a little twinkle a while ago. No, it's explosions of what God has prepared for us. So I want to take a look at just a few scriptures real quick of what we can expect for the other side. Because when we have trouble, the next time trouble comes, because it's going to come to us, may we be able to say, you know what, I have a mental library. I've got this book that is getting bigger and bigger because I keep putting songs and verses in it about heaven. And I pull that down when I have trouble. It'll sure help us out. Look at this of what's waiting for us. Revelation 21:1, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. When did that happen? We read about it over in 2 Peter 3. It's going to be all burned up. Yes. It's going to be gone. Yes. And look at what he's saying is going to happen in the fourth verse. You know, however he prepares all this, he didn't have to give us the details or show us the blueprints of it. But here's what's going to happen. Fourth verse. God's going to wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death. You know, casket companies will be out of business then. There'll be no more funeral homes. This one, no more death. No more pain. Here, Brother Rice talking about he woke up or got up yesterday and here goes his back giving him trouble. You know, somebody else can have allergy problems. And you know what? Those are some real things. We got a promise out ahead. Hallelujah. There won't be any ragweed in heaven. There won't be any allergies. There will be no sickness, no pain. All we got to do is get there. And I want to get there. It says the former things are passed away. There's another verse that I like to use over in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And it's not even talking really about heaven, but I think it can apply also. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, this is what salvation is. I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I believe that applies to heaven also. With all that we can see of the little glimpses, the little snapshots that God gives us, that Jesus has given us of the place that he's preparing for us, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man what all it's going to be. I want to make it. So I think about this. Saul had to look away. Before he became Paul, he's on the road to Damascus. And he's struck down with a bright light. And he's blind now. And Ananias is sent to visit him. You know a message the Lord gave to Ananias? He said, go ahead, you can go on and pray for him. He is a chosen vessel to me. Boy, it wasn't up until now he wasn't chosen. But Jesus could see out in the future the plans that he had for him.
Hallelujah.
You know, chosen vessel, maybe everyone else say, I'd like to be a chosen vessel of the Lord. But wait till you read the next verse. I'm going to show him what great things he's going to suffer for me. So I look at this. David wasn't the only one that had to encourage himself when a lot of difficult things came his way. Because I start seeing, if you want to, sometimes when you want to compare our troubles against somebody else's, take a look at Paul, 2 Corinthians 11 and 24. 5 times of the Jews I received 40 stripes save one. I wonder what his back looked like. That thing had been beat up so many times. Thrice, so not just the 5 times receiving stripes, thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. And he just goes on. If you don't think that's enough, here's another list of things that has happened to me. And what does he say? Let's take a look in Acts, the 20th chapter. He says something about that because now he's even going to have more trouble coming his way. Mm-hmm. In Acts 20 and 22. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying, bonds and afflictions abide me. Does he say, I tell you what, I'm through. I'm going to quit. I've had too many things. This is the last beating I'm taking. Not him. He said, none of these things move me. Neither count I myself dear, life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. I wonder what kind of view he had of heaven out ahead for him. I might have to take a few more beatings. You know, he had ended up with his head cut off. All these things might await me. But I tell you what, I'm looking for something. I want to finish my course with joy.
Yes.
That's what we want to be able to do.
Amen.
None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow. If today is very good for you, thank the Lord for it. If tomorrow turns, have a book to say, you know what? No matter how bad things get here, if I'll be faithful, heaven waits for me. And I want heaven to get brighter and brighter, just like it did for Fanny Crosby. So here's another one of Paul, because he had about as many troubles as anybody in the Bible, I think. And here's what he says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. In no place do I see him saying, I've almost had enough, I'm going to quit. He says, for which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Our light affliction, now wait a minute, which is but for a moment. You know, just about from the time he got the call to ministry until the time he died, he had adversity come to him. And he took it all, bundled it together, and he said, this is a light affliction. How could he do it? The same way we can do it. When we have things keep piling on us, here's more and more and more, and it's a light affliction, which is but for a moment. Now, wait a minute. That, well, however long he lived, is how long his afflictions lasted.
Yes.
You know what he was doing? He got a glimpse of heaven.
Praise the Lord.
For eternity, and he started measuring, okay, if I live 30 years here, for eternity in heaven,
that's right.
It's just for
Thank
a moment.
Lord.
And this light affliction is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And the only way that it'll do it is this next verse. While. That while is what I determine. Because I can choose not to. While we look not at the things which are seen. You know how easy it is for me to have a big volume in my mind of the things that are seen and the troubles that are coming to me. This says, I can take the first verse, it's a light affliction for a moment. If I take the second verse, while I quit looking at the things that are seen, and I start looking more, focusing more on the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal. Now, can we say, they don't even matter to me? Yeah, they do matter. They're going to affect us tomorrow. But I've got something that I measure it against. The things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. By faith, we understand. By faith, we understand that I can go through a whole lot of troubles here.
Amen.
But heaven waits for me. I want to look at another verse in Romans. This is quite a verse. This is still coming from Paul. In the 18th verse, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Take it all, lump it together, all the troubles that have come in my life, and you know a lot of my troubles happen from somebody else causing it. Take it all, pack it together, put it in a box, and then compare it. It's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Well, you know, he came on down, Paul did, to where it's going to be about time for him to go now. And what was his testimony? Was he saying, I tell you what, I hope y'all can make it because I just barely survived all this trouble that came to my life. Nah, that wasn't his testimony. In 4 and 6, you know, and I was trying to read the commentary to see how did he know his time for departure was close. And this is all we have. But they had wondered, had news come to him, there's been a change in whatever government or whatever. And your time is, your number's fitting to be called up. Did he say, I can't sleep anymore, I'm having nervous fits? What did he say? I'm now ready to be offered.
Yes.
You know what? For us to be able to do this is going to be more than my willpower. It's going to be me in these little times in my life comparing it with eternity and heaven if I'll be faithful. I'm ready to be offered. Time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. You know, I'm thinking about this, finished my course. So he recognized, you know, all these things that came into my life were things that I needed to pass through to be able to finish my course. And it made me think of the game. We bought a croquet set. If you played it in the past, if you're going to play by the rules, you don't have to play by the rules. You can just, well, my ball's over here, I'm going to go ahead and knock it through this one while I'm here. But you know, if you play by the rules, this is the one that you've got to go through first. And then you're going to have to do this one second if you expect to win. You know, that's what Paul did. He finished his course. He went step by step through the things that happened. You read over in Acts, he's in a place, he's just come into a town. There are many people believing. There are many people getting saved. And then the Jews that are following him around, they come up. And you know, in a short amount of time, when people are being healed, the priest of that area are saying, the gods have come down to us, and they're bringing oxen. We're going to worship these two guys. You know, I believe it was the same day that they stoned him and left him for dead. So we don't want to get lifted up by somebody's praise of us, but to realize, you know what? I can have a high, and I can have a low. Brother Marty, I remember he used to tell us, when a minister gets praise, that was one wonderful message. He said, put it in a bag. Paper sack is pretty good. Put it in there because you're soon going to get another somebody tell you, that was the worst message I ever heard. I don't know how you come up with something. He said, put them in there and just shake them up together because that's about the value of them.
Yes.
I'm going to do this for the Lord.
Amen.
And my reward will come from the Lord. You look at how many of the Jews that said, Paul, we just discount him from all the time until he died. And yet he went on. I finished my course. Kept the faith. I think about him. You know, there is a last pin in the croquet set. croquet game. You want to be there, and you'd like to have your ball just in front of it when it's your turn. And it doesn't take much of a tap. You're just guaranteed to go through. I have played that game before. Maybe the one before that, you had to hit a line drive hoping to get through that one. And you may be kind of out in the field somewhere, and you're going to have to bring it back. I don't want to be there when I'm about to breathe my last breath. I don't want it to be that the Lord's having to say, you know what, we're going to have to hit a line drive and just hope we can make it through there. That wasn't Paul's testimony. He said, I've finished it. I've kept the faith. And henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Now, is he saying, nobody's gone through as much trouble as I have, so forget about you getting the crown like I'm fixing to get a crown? No. He said, there is also, not to me only, but to everybody that loves his appearing. I want us, when we have trouble out in the future, I want to love his appearing. Lord, you're coming back again one day, and I want to take this trial that I'm going through. I want to go through it in the right way to where it took me through the next pin of this life croquet game. Because, you know, we never know when we're one breath away from eternity. And I don't want to be, we can be out in left field in so many ways. I can say, well, I'd never be there because I'm a Christian and I'm living for the Lord. You know what? Attitudes can get me clear out a long ways from being able to go through the next hoop, and the devil would love to have that. I want to live my life. I believe Paul looked away. He saw those things that are not seen in our natural eyes. Fanny Crosby saw the things that could not be seen. She didn't have natural eyesight, and we can see those same kind of things. I want to be able to have that. I'd like for us to close with another song, because we're not able to see it. You know, by faith, we understand there is something out ahead for us. And the devil would like to show us when we're having troubles come our way, this is the big picture. There is nothing else out there. If I would be able to say, let me set this one aside. I got another volume in my mind I need to pull out. Heaven awaits me one day. It's guaranteed for every one of us, if we will be faithful. I would like for us to sing, What Will It Be to Be There? I believe it's number 373. Because we've got to keep this picture out ahead of us. Because the devil's going to allow some things to come into our life that would dim that picture. And this other is the biggest thing in my life. But I believe Paul was able to always hold it in front of him. We sing that song, number 213. Pilgrim of Jesus, o'er life's troubled sea, courage and onward pursue. A crown of rejoicing is waiting for thee. Ever keep heaven in view. May we each one do that. May we stand and sing that song.